And in Mark's account, it says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. Everybody who believes it and is baptized is going to be saved. And Peter raises his hand, Lord, I got a lot of friends that may not listen. What about them? Do you have anything for them? And he says, oh, Peter, that's all there is. He that believes not shall be damned. All over the world, people are saying, well, I'll be damned. And many, many, many of them will be. And I really believe when I'm preaching on this verse, and the Bible says, he that believeth not shall be damned. This is not to the world. This is not to the unbeliever at all. I mean, you say, I'll tell you what the Bible says about you, buddy. This is for the church. How do you like it, Jack, that we're talking about your mama? How do you like it that we're talking about your wife or your kids or your neighbors? There are a few people in the world that you would die for. And the Bible says, unless they believe in Jesus, they're going to be damned. Why doesn't that motivate us? Why do we say, the Bible teaches, I tell you, we're right. Church of Christ, right on that. We believe the Bible says that, and it means exactly what it says. And we go off feeling so smug, having just realized that somebody's going to hell because they've not obeyed the gospel of Jesus, and we've cared nothing. Apathy's the big problem in the church today. Oh, the world is so immoral. Well, that's true. Oh, the world out there, they don't want to listen anymore. And a whole lot of that is true, and a whole lot of it is not true. But the big apathy is not out there. The big apathy has been in here. And the reason we have conferences like that is to change that. Isn't it so, church? Amen. One more verse, and then we'll start preaching. God is not willing that anybody perish. Can I repeat that? God isn't willing that anybody be lost. I think maybe I'm willing for some to be lost. Did you ever hear about Jeffrey Dahmer who killed 17 people and ate some of them? I was one of those, like a lot of people in the world, who were looking for people to catch that guy and get him in the frying pan quickly and have a cookout and get rid of this guy, you know. And some little member of the Church of Christ over in Tennessee, lady, thought if anybody in the world needed the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, it'd be a guy like that. So she sent him a correspondence course. You heard of those. And he took it. And came to a preacher of Wisconsin and said, you know, yeah, but that didn't apply to me because I'm a monster. And the thing led to his conversion. And I've even heard people say, well, you know, everybody gets religion when they go to jail. But you see, that may be true, but you haven't got any right to be meddling and judging because the Lord said to you, don't do it. And we can, I got to give him benefit of the doubt. The Lord knows of me. And ain't nobody kidding anybody. But the Lord knows, and giving that guy the benefit of the doubt, he found the grace of the Lord because Jesus envisioned winning the world. And that included the Jeffrey Dahmers. And what about that Osama bin Laden dude? I want him caught. Don't you? I want him killed. I want him sliced and diced. And I got all kinds because of what he's done. Anyway, and that's how much I'm not like Jesus. Now, Jesus doesn't want guys getting away with stuff like that, but wouldn't it be a wonderful thing? Wouldn't it be a magnificent thing if a guy like that would become a child of God? And Jesus wants that. And sometimes we don't even want to go down the street because we're mad at the guy for believing different than us. God is not willing that anybody perish. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is the most foundational fact in the Bible.